Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
It's the late, great James Brown bringing back the Godfather of Soul, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis. And Rob is one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He's written all the important books on the topic, and he's still out there on the road every day, every week, helping people like you and me put our best foot forward with our customers through his books, through his speeches, through his training. Jollis, JOLLES.com. You can find all of his, all the stuff there. But today we're talking about something that touched Rob recently, and me too. And we didn't know that we had both felt the same way, and that was the death of Jerry Lewis, the great comedian and the great benefactor, Jerry Lewis. And Rob, thanks again for being here. Thanks for bringing this topic up. You were telling us about the point you were making earlier is that he was not only a great comedian, a great actor, but he was a great businessman. He was a very smart,
he was a great innovator.
Business person. Yeah, innovator. You were telling us about the innovation.
Yeah, he created something called the video assist. He actually patented it.
The what?
And it was called the video assist.
Yeah.
And this is in the late 50s now. And because he was directing and starring in his own movie, which rarely was done, and he needed a way to instantly be able to see what he was filming. So he actually created a patent, created a device, patented it, which all sorts of Mel Brooks, all sorts of very famous comedians and directors use that for, to this day, a version of from what he actually created. So it was kind of cool. And again, That's the business side of Jerry that we don't pay attention to. But Jim, can I tell you a quick story about the business side of Jerry?
Yep.
That I think will give you an idea of what kind of man this guy was. In the late 40s, the Lewis and Martin had signed a contract with Paramount and for 10 years worth of pictures. And back then, if you ever study the film industry, these actors were really under the thumb of the studios.
Right.
They had to do what the studio said. And Dean was very frustrated. They kept giving him crummy song after crummy song. And I don't know about you, but I do remember loving the Lewis and Martin movies, not really loving the Dean songs
so
much.
Right.
And then Jerry never told Dean this until very late in life. Jerry went and paid $15,000, which imagine what that was.
That's a lot of money.
In the late 40s, early 50s. A lot of money for a real talented songwriter to actually create a legitimate song for Dean
Martin.
Wow. Well, the movie was The Caddy, and the song was That's Amore.
I was going to ask you if I was just about to say That's Amore.
Yeah, that went to
when
number one.
When the moon hits your eye with the, like a big pizza pie, That's Amore.
That's
all. That's book. That's all. Yep. We're going. Don't worry. That's all I'm going to do. Go ahead.
but you know. A great
talk about a song,
yeah.
That I mean the Italian sector, they ate that up. They loved that song. That's a great Italian song.
Well, that became his signature, one of his signature
right.
songs.
Because he talked about old Napoli, you know, in the song.
Yeah. So you know, these two guys were. They meet.
You know, we've lost the entire millennial crowd with this conversation, right? You know that, don't you?
Well, let's get them back. Look. How about
go ahead.
This,
now there are other people out there enjoying it because they remember him too. Go ahead. I'm
well, okay. But how about this, my young crowd? Don't worry about their names. Again, look at a lesson. Sometimes individually we don't possess the strength that we should possess until we find the right partner, the right person. Jerome Levitch, Jerry Lewis, and Dino Crocetti, Dean Martin. We're nothing. We're a 19-year-old comic and a 29-year-old Italian crooner
mm-hmm.
until they put their act together, and that's when they just killed the entertainment industry.
It was a magic combination when they got together.
Right. And two very different people. So when you're looking for someone to work with, you don't want to hire or work with a guy that looks just like you or a woman that looks just like you. You find somebody with complementary strength. Dean had that stability, that calmness. Jerry had that craziness, but too much crazy and you bore us. Too much calmness, you bore us. But you put both of them together and you have magic.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it was at a time, and there's another thing that to be said for what happened. But their timing was right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 20 years later, it probably wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, well, and that's the part of innovation. That might have been the part, sadly, that caught up with Jerry Lewis. Because as the late 60s kind of wound down, he didn't innovate his own act. And he was still kind of crazy, bumbling Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
And we kind of tired of it a little bit. I didn't tire of it.
It's just one of those things. But he kept, but here's to me what says a lot about him. Even with all of that, he never lost sight of the causes he was interested in.
He never lost sight of it at all.
And he acted as if we still loved him as much as ever when he was trying to raise money for muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, it's true. He fought. He dedicated his life to that. And look what happened to that tower farm when they took him off. It lasted four more years.
Yeah.
And there is no muscular dystrophy telethon. It's sad. Unfortunately, and I understood the telethon side, which they don't want to talk about, which was Jerry was a little unfiltered later in his life. Let's just put it that way.
kind of like you sometimes, Rob. Rob Jolis. Let me cut him off here before he gets unfiltered, folks. Rob Jolis, and I will be right back after these messages. We're remembering Jerry Lewis and his life and his contribution. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.